Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Consumers want nutrition information, so the Wheat Foods Council launched a social media campaign that educates fitness professionals and trainers about the benefits of wheat foods and healthy diets. The new campaign on Facebook and Instagram provides evidence-based information on the nutritional and performance advantages of wheat foods. The campaign also helps dispel myths about wheat foods and fosters a deeper understanding of the positive impact they have on performance and well-being. The USDA is further expanding the opportunities for producers to consider enterprise units as risk management options. The Risk Management Agency is expanding enterprise unit availability to additional specialty crops and other actual production history crop programs. Together with the six crop types announced in July for enterprise unit protection, these crops may benefit from the enterprise units that were previously unavailable. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack tells DairyHerd.com the USDA is looking for creative ways to sell more U.S. dairy products in Canada after a trade dispute panel ruled in favor of Canadian restrictions on dairy import quotas. Vilsack told Reuters the USDA and U.S. Trade Representative's office were weighing next steps in the long-running dispute over Canada's largely closed dairy market, but declined to say whether they would bring new challenges under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.